Gene Bolduc is here with us right now, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I take a look at all the things that are getting people upset on social media this week, and we decide, is it a thing or is it not a thing? And I kind of want to start with this Bob Woodward book, which isn't even out yet, but that's got everyone, I don't know if it's got everyone upset on social media. I think the word tizzy is probably appropriate in this case. It's got everyone in a tizzy. Right. One way or the other?
I think that's the technical term.
If there is a technical term for tizzy, this is the time to be using it.
Right, right. Panties in a bunch, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the interesting twist that's occurred is the number of people who have said, hey, wait a minute, he should have released those tapes months ago. He could have saved so many thousands of lives. And my response to that is, well, it's out now, and I see exactly no change in behavior from the president. I expect no change of behavior from the president, and I don't think that's Bob Woodward's job. I think it's his job to do the interviews that he did, do the tracing of sourcing that he did to validate that when the president says that he said this in a meeting on that date, whatever, that he tracked that down and try to verify it, which he did. And then he put his book together pretty quickly and get it published, which he's also done. So I think that all at the pushback about how he should have released these tapes earlier, I think that's not a thing.
I think the thing is the fact that so much of the fallout from this has fallen on Woodward, which is just bizarre to me.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, I just think that's silly. It's silly. The digital platform ads that are going to come out in the next 6 weeks against Donald Trump are all going to be voiced by Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean,
Some of them will be voiced by Lindsey Graham. I mean,
yeah. Well, you know, poor Lindsey. You know, he is lost.
Yeah,
he is lost in the wilderness. He doesn't know what he's. Whose side is he on? Actually, I'm not sure. I know.
So
I'm not sure he's on his own side.
there's thingness and not thingness to this. There's the not a thing of criticizing Woodward. There's the not a thing of will this move the dial in terms of the election or what anyone thinks about Donald Trump. And there's the larger thingness of, and we've said this before, not that Trump's words are things, but the fact that they don't seem to change anyone's mind about him is a thing. Like, it's the state of the discourse.
I feel like, and I'm sure you do too, that it's hard for me to imagine that there's somebody out there perched on top of a fence saying, gosh,
right,
who shall I vote for? It's not that. That imaginary independent voter, I think that's a myth right now. And in our politics right now, I just think that's nonsense. I think that the issue is who can excite their voters to turn out and vote, and will we or will we not have interference at such a level that it could somehow tip the election? I don't think that that's going to happen. I'm probably just a victim of my own optimism, but I have too much faith in too many people doing the right thing for that to happen.
So that's my thing. What's your thing?
Well, my thing that is a thing is that today is 9/11, and I look back and I say, what have we learned in 19 years? I mean, one thing that strikes me is the 9/12 effect, and that on September 12th, 2001, and for that whole week, really, I mean, it seems to me that the country was brought together in a way that I never experienced in my life. I'm older than you are. I never experienced that in my life. That was a really extraordinary thing happening. I mean, I remember driving around in Hillsboro, and this speech that was made by George Bush, someone took it, I don't know if you remember this, and kind of set it to some music, and that was a composition that somebody did. I pulled over on the side of the road to listen to that, because I thought it was, I mean, it was a great speech. If anybody asked me to yet that day, would you run out and vote for George Bush? I might have done it, Aaron. And I am no fan of George W. Bush, no fan at all. But in that time, the feelings were really running high, and the country was really together on everything that's genuinely important. And I think you can draw a direct line from that event to Donald Trump's election and to where we are today, for how the politics have been manipulated and how Americans have been pitted against each other. And I do look at the Russians for an answer for how this happened. I think that they've played the manipulation game very, very effectively.
I think part of the issue with September 12th and the unity that we felt in that week, I remember that week as well, is that we were united against something. And I think when there's something about being united, which is positive, but there's something about being united against something, which has a tendency to get corrupted, and the concern and the fear and the anxiety and the worry that everyone felt on 9/11 and on the days after 9/11, like that brought the country together. But like after gradually the unity dissipated, or not dissipated, but just gradually receded in the weeks and the months after that, the worry and the anxiety and the fear didn't. And I think we're still living in many ways with the effects of that, even in ways that we can't necessarily identify.
Well, I mean, I think that faith was broken when we went into Iraq. And I think that's a colossal mistake that Bush made, probably, as part of a manipulation from Cheney and perhaps others. But, George Bush standing in the chamber in the House, in State of the Union, saying, the Russian, the British government has learned, about this material, materials to make weapons of mass destruction. When I heard that, I just about jumped up off my chair, because I said, wait a minute, what? The British government has learned? What in the world is that? And it all fell away after that. I think that broke faith with, I think he broke faith with the public. I do.
Who's on the water?
And I think that, I'm sorry.
We got to wrap up. Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Well, Penny Rich is on the water cooler this weekend, talking about 9/11 and talking about masks and voting and flu shots. Everybody needs to go get a flu shot.
It's going to be on not Saturday morning, because we got a football game, but Sunday morning at 9 a.m., Sunday at 1, Sunday at 8. Tune in all throughout the day on Sunday for that, and get the full archive online at weekendwatercooler.com. We got to leave it there, but Gene Bolduc, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.